भगवद गीता 9.12 मोघाशा मोघ कर्माणो मोघ ज्ञाना विचेत सह राक्षसी वासुरी जैव प्रकृति मोहिनी श्रुता। सो हियर कृष्णा स्पीक्स अबाउट द वे दोज हु मिसअंडरस्टैंड हिम आर डूम्ड। Those who misunderstand him were talked about in the previous verse, Avajananti Mam Mudha. And this verse talks about them. What is their result? What is the end result that they get? Mogha Sha. The word Mogha means waste. Or Mogha means one which never goes waste. So for example, a Mogha Druk means one whose eyes or vision never goes waste. That means one who sees the truth. Or a Moghashara. Lord Ram is called as a Moghashara. That means his arrow never misses the target. Or for that matter, the word Mogha is used in the Bhagavad Gita in 3.16. Evam pravartitam chakram nanuvartayati hayah aghayurindriya ramo mogham partha sajivate. So aghayurindriya ramo. So one who lives sinfully, seeking only the pleasure of the senses, Indriya Aram, what happens to such a person? Mogham Partha Sajivati. Mogham, which a person lives in vain. Jivati, such a person's life goes waste. So Mogha means futile or waste. And here Krishna says, Mogha Sha, Mogha Karmano, Mogha Jnana. So three things, the desires, the activities. So these three are usually present in every action. We desire something, then we have the knowledge of how to go about and do that thing, and then we go and do it. So there is action. So action is preceded by intention and cognition, we could say. The desire and the knowledge of how to do it. And Krishna says over here, all three will go waste. The asha, the karma, and the jnana, all three will go waste. For whom? Vichetasaha. Vichetasaha. Chetasa is consciousness. Vichetasaha is misdirected consciousness. So for those whose consciousness is misdirected, for them, everything goes wrong. Everything goes waste. And we could say it's worse than waste. Because suppose a person has money and a person spends the money wisely, then the money multiplies and the person's assets improve. But suppose that person wastes the money, squanders the money on wasteful schemes, then that person has lost the money. But suppose, worse than simply wasting the money is, suppose that person gambles and loses, puts the money and loses not only that money but loses all other assets also. Say loses one's house, loses one's property, everything one loses. And then that person will be left with nothing at all. So mogha jnana vichetasaha. So like that, when a person acts without the knowledge of Krishna or against the spirit of understanding Krishna's position, then not only are the actions waste, mogha, mogha, mogha. Three times Krishna is using the word mogha here. It's a poetic alliteration which brings about great emphasis. But along with that, there is also something more detrimental. Rakshasim asurim chaiva prakritim mohinim shritaha. So shritaha is a shortened form of ashritaha. That person takes shelter of prakriti mohinim, of the nature, prakriti of my energy, which is mohinim, which is deluding. And thus that person goes to rakshasim asurim chaiva. That person goes towards deadly demoniac natures. So asuri is often talked about as a mentality. Daiva asura sampada vibhaga yoga is only the 16th chapter, where Krishna talks about the qualities that are godly and are ungodly. And that is clearly, different people can have these different qualities. At the same time, the Rakshasa is also a species. So for example, we have Vibhishan. He was a Rakshasa in body, but he was not an Asura in mentality. Duryodhana, on the other hand, was a Manava in body, and he was Asura in mentality. So here when Krishna says Rakshasim Asurim Chaiva Prakriti Mohinim Shritaha, he is indicating that those people who act in defiance of his position, minimizing his position, not only do they not advance in the spiritual growth, but they... So, Prakriti Mohinim Shritaha, Mohini, that which deludes. The word Mohini is famously used in the context of Mohini Murti, the only feminine incarnation of the Absolute Truth, who deluded the demons and even deluded Lord Shiva. So Prakriti Mohini Mishritaha here refers to the deluding potency. Krishna has earlier talked about Mama Maya Duratya. Is my Maya is very difficult to overcome. Tribhir guna mayair bhavair ebhi sarvamidam jagat mohitam na bhijanati. So Krishna says that this deluding potency made of three modes is it, all living beings are deluded by that. So now that which causes delusion, we need to come out of the delusion, not that we take shelter of the delusion. If we take shelter of the one who causes illusion, then we put ourselves in deeper illusion. We could say illusion square, illusion cube, illusion quadrupled, illusion raised to the many, many power, to the power of a large number. That's how Prakriti Mohinim Shritaha. The one who the deluding potency, one whose shelter we need to come out of, one whose shelter is actually... It is a very bad shelter, Durashraya. It is a shelter which causes distress and devastation. That is, they take the shelter of such an energy. Mogha sham, mogha karmano, mogha jnana vicheta saha, mogha sham. So, mogha, 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 everything becomes futile for them. It's like sometimes... Some children say play business or some other game which involves fake currency. Now even if they accumulate $1 million in the fake currency, that is actually of not much use. We need to have the understanding that the fake currency is fake, it has no value. So the serious problem with the impersonalists is that it's one thing to consider the fake currency to be real, that's bad. But it's quite another thing to reject the real currency as fake. If you reject the real currency as fake, then we are left with nothing at all. So similarly, when we mistake the temporary forms of this world to be sources of great pleasure, we are mistaking the fake currency to be real. But when we mistake Krishna's eternal form to be temporary, then we are mistaking the real currency to be fake. And a person who mistakes fake currency to be real loses that money, or doesn't get whatever is to be got through that value of money. But a person who rejects real currency as fake, that person is left without any currency at all. So that is a very unfortunate condition. So like that, those who reject Krishna, those who misunderstand, those who reject Krishna's transcendental form, they are doomed. And that is what this verse declares. Mogha, mogha, mogha. Their desires, their knowledge, and their endeavors, they all end in futility. Thank you.